What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Good afternoon, my conscious co-creators. Welcome to another edition of the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I am very, very pleased that you are here with me today. Oh, we've got such a great show in store for you. I got two lovely ladies in studio with me today, and if you want to see them, you'll have to join us on the Facebook live stream. You can go either to the Talking Alternative fan page on Facebook, or you can probably catch it on my own timeline, Sam Leibowitz. Ooh, we just got a like. Thank you. I don't see who that was, though. So anyway, let's get started with our quotes of the day from the universe and from Abraham. I know you've been anxiously awaiting all week long. Let's see what the universe and Abraham have in store for us today. First, from the universe. Avoiding something draws it ever near. Defending yourself can become a full-time job. And worrying about things that might never happen increases their chances of happening. Yet still, you are 10,000 times more likely to laugh than cry, be healthy than sick, live rich than poor, have friends than be alone. That's the kind of momentum you've garnered through countless lifetimes of love. That's the kind of power you long ago learned to master. And quite frankly, those were the odds you negotiated. You're just part of me, the universe. Ah, we love our quotes from Mike Dooley in the universe. And they always so apropos for our guests. This is a great quote. Just about, look, guys, you know, let's stop using our imagination for a very bad thing, normally known as worry. And let's focus our imagination on all of the great stuff. Ooh, and welcome Camille listening to us on the Facebook live stream. Okay. Abraham, a very loyal listener, and, Camille, part of the center. I hope she's doing well upstate New York, and I know she'll be back down in the city sometime soon. And let's see what Abraham has in store for us. You want appreciation. Even though you like what's happening now, doesn't mean that you still don't want appreciation or greater stimulation. It just means that you're not using something in your now as your excuse to not let in all those things you've been waiting for. The perfect creative stance is satisfaction where I am and eagerness for more. A very important quote from Abraham, and this is something that I haven't really talked about too much. I haven't had too many quotes around this, but, you know, we use the things we love. We use the ideas that light us up as excuses to make us feel good. The better we feel, the higher our vibration, the greater our energy, the more able we are to let into our lives those very things that we want. And what he's saying is that, you know, we all desire appreciation. And what's the surest way to receive appreciation is to appreciate others. Is not just appreciate others, but appreciate life. Appreciate all those things that are in our life. You know, you want you know, a better relationship. You want more friends. You want more abundance. Appreciate what you have already. And the greater your appreciation and the more your appreciation grows, then it's just more and more comes and flows. But what typically happens is we sort of get stuck a little bit on the, oh, it's not here yet. Oh, it's not here yet. Where is it? And then we block ourselves from the energy of what that more to come is. So it's about learning to appreciate what we have, using that appreciation to open us up to more and greater and the kind of momentum that we actually have been garnering for a lifetime. So two wonderful quotes from the universe and from Abraham. I hope you've enjoyed them. We'll have more for you next week. Now it is my extreme pleasure. All right, wait, I got to get this out. To introduce to you two authors of this wonderful book, Your Body and the Stars. And as you guys know, I'm a big fan of any practical application of astrology. So it is my pleasure. And let us flip the live stream around. Oh, boy. See, it's going to be hard to get both of you in at the same time. And hold on, I need to hit a light for a second. Much better, much better. And so it is my pleasure to welcome Stephanie Marengo, right?
Yes.
Yes, beautiful. Who is a doctor. She's a holistic health physician and educator, founder of I Am Body. A Stanford grad, Dr. Marengo also graduated with honors in research from Mount Sinai School of Medicine here in New York. And she's developed and taught wellness-related curriculum even while she was still just a student, which is great because, you know, I'm also a member of the Holistic Chamber of Commerce and we're all about wellness. And when you hear that, you know, regular institutions are starting to pay attention to this idea of wellness, it makes me feel real good. Anyway, she's also trained in psychiatry from the California Pacific Medical Center, and she guest teaches yoga at various teacher training programs in the city. And she's co-director of the Functional Anatomy for Movement and Injuries Workshop. And she's also author, in addition to Your Body and the Stars, of The Wisdom of Your Body, What It Is and How to Decipher It. I'm also very pleased to welcome Rebecca Gordon, who is the resident horoscope columnist with Harper's Bazaar. She is a New York City native, like myself. Hey. And is founder and creator of My Path Astrology School, where she's taught classes in New York and online since 2006. Welcome both Stephanie and Rebecca to the Conscious Consultant Hour.
Thank you, Sam.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
It's wonderful to have you. We're going to be moving the camera around a lot on the Facebook live stream since we got the two of you. I don't know. We have to find some way to squish you together maybe during the commercial break. So I guess really I want to start with how the two of you met and decided to actually cooperate to sort of create this book. So, Stephanie, let's start with you. I mean, as an MD, as a doctor, you've kind of taken a slightly different track compared to most doctors. What got you to kind of go towards more of the wellness and holistic side? And how did you happen to kind of even be open to the idea of looking at more esoteric subjects like astrology?
Well, just as I'm a doctor, I'm also an author, a wife, a mother, a woman, a human being.
One of those.
In so being human, I've always just had an integrative and holistic mindset. So I
Beautiful.
Went into medicine with that, which is why, for example, I co-founded and co-taught the Living Anatomy curriculum that you were mentioning. It's always mm-hmm. been something that was important to me. You know, years later in my practice, combining my academic training with the yoga certification and life experience, connecting the body to thoughts, emotions, spirit is my gift and is how I'm best able to help.
So I'm just curious, did you have that inclination before you went to medical school, or is it something that you developed later?
Before.
Oh, okay. And so what sort of appealed to you about becoming an MD?
The educational aspect, the understanding academically what is going on with the body, because I knew that I could complement that with the rest of the story, the more than meets the eye picture, the thoughts, the emotions, the spirit. And I going in, and it was, I wasn't a normal pre-med student. I went into medicine by way of a 6-car collision on Highway 101. I went in with that mindset to integrate. For my little corner of the world, I felt that that is how I could help the system.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. And Rebecca, I mean, when you were a little girl, did you like stare up at the constellations and stars and say, Mommy, when I grow up, I want to learn how to read those things?
Funny you should ask that. Actually.
Aha, she did. Okay.
Actually, you know, I didn't know about astrology as a child, but I was just utterly obsessed with astronomy. So I was a total astronomy geek at age 5, 6, 7.
Wow.
And I collected stickers and books of all the planets and stars. So, you know, they don't teach you astrology about Leo when you're that age.
No.
But I was, you know, as a young child into the planetarium and all of that. Right. I think growing up, I would, we moved out of the city.
Yeah, I was going to say, you didn't grow up in Manhattan proper, did you?
Well, I was, yes.
Oh, you were,
and then we traveled a bit outside of the city, and we lived in some suburban cities after that later. And there I could actually see all of the stars, and it just blew my mind. I was 14, I think. After dinner, almost every night, I would lay in the backyard and just stargaze. And around that same time, I discovered astrology by way of really just babysitting at a neighbor's house.
Uh-huh.
And I saw the word astrology on a shelf. And at that time, you know, being 14, I don't know about you, but I was just asking a billion questions.
Yes.
Why am I here?
Yeah.
Is this all there is? You know, all these questions about life, existence. And so I pulled this old dust-covered Linda Goodman book off the shelf. You know, you might know it from the 70s, astrology.
Oh.
Love signs.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, I like planets and that's my thing. And I'm trying to figure out, you know, why on earth I'm here and all of this. And I started reading it. It just immediately spoke my language. But I have like 4 planets in Virgo. So I'm like, okay, let me make sure. Is this real? So, you know, I did thorough research after that. I went to the library and took out just every book I could find on the subject. And I just voraciously studied through high school. My neighbor became my astrology teacher, actually, through high school. And
interesting. Now I'm getting to sense why the two of you get along so well. You're both like, you know, is this real? Is it practical? Can we really do something with it? You know, when I was in my first astronomy class I took in high school, I grew up in, born in Manhattan, I grew up in the Bronx. And, you know, I learned all about the constellations and everything else, and I thought I was pretty good. Because, you know, the Bronx wasn't as bad as Manhattan, but still, you couldn't see that many stars. Then I went for summer to visit my sister in Israel, who was going to college in Israel. And I was out, like, in the north, in the desert, and I looked up, and there were so many stars, and it was so bright. I could not pick a single constellation out of the sky. And I had just taken the astronomy course. It was so full of stars, and it was such an overwhelming experience. And sort of like you, I very much was questioning even at a young age of like, why are we here? What's going on? And although I was probably introduced a little bit later, more when I was in college, sort of the astrological aspects of it, it kind of made sense for me from the beginning because, you know, I knew even back then that like all the planets, all the stars, they all emanate various forms of electromagnetic frequency. They all emanate these waves, and as does the sun, as does everything. And so why shouldn't it affect us? I mean, yeah, it might be very subtle. It might be very very much in the background, but why wouldn't it affect us was always my approach towards it. So I always had sort of an open mind, so I always just loved learning and reading. So that's kind of fascinating. So real quickly, just before we go to break, how'd the two of you meet?
Well, back in 2012, I was attending a lecture on the evolution of consciousness at the Meta Center that you're probably familiar with.
Yes, I know Jody Sirota very well. Mm-hmm. I've
and
had her on
Rebecca
the show.
Rebecca was one of the panelists, and I was sitting listening to her, and as she talked, you know, as a holistic physician who connects the body's tangible energy to our intangible energy forms like thoughts, emotions, spirit, I was just like, oh my gosh, the like, why shouldn't the body also connect to the zodiac like it does with the chakras, acupuncture meridians, etc. And I was totally inspired, but I didn't meet Rebecca that night, even though I knew, I just knew that we were going to not only meet, but work together in a really profound way. But I went home, woke up, had the idea for the outline of the book, which I subsequently realized is not my idea. It's not Rebecca's idea. It just, the history of astrology is the history of medicine. It was just something I happened to tap into.
You know what? I think I remember that when Alan Steinfeld moderated that panel, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, I was there. I actually was there that night. How about that? All right. It's time for us to take a quick break. When we come back, let's talk about your body and the stars and kind of how that, you know, you touched upon a little bit in leading up to it, how that kind of came about. And we'll get into, you know, how astrology helps us with our health. So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Hello, I'm JC.
I'm Joan.
And welcome to 21st Century Entrepreneur. We bring education,
insight,
knowledge,
awareness,
trouble,
craziness, and fun
for you, the entrepreneur who's looking to build your business
and your community. Listen every Friday from noon to 1 Eastern on talkradio.nyc. And you can tweet us at 21st CE Radio or Talk Alternative.
Are you concerned about epilepsy, autism, or diabetes? Are you interested in alternative treatments, the impact of health, or new therapies? Then tune into my show, Frank About Health. I'm Frank Harrison, the host. Tune in on Thursdays at 1 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc, where you learn more about these illnesses, treatments, the social impacts, and create a dialogue with each other. That's Frank About Health, Thursdays, 1 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Welcome back. As you can now see, those people on our Facebook live stream during the commercial break, we rearranged things a little bit. We got both Dr. Stephanie and Rebecca in the frame now. So if anyone wants to see the video, just go to the Talking Alternative fan page. It's actually facebook.com/talkingalternative. Okay, so Stephanie and Rebecca, you were both at this panel at the Meta Center, and then you connected afterwards. Did you, like... Stephanie, did you seek out Rebecca, or
I didn't have to, because forward from that event about 6 months, and it turned out that the center where I was practicing in Gramercy Park was exactly the same center where Rebecca was seeing her clients in Gramercy Park, and we were next door to each other.
Oh, that's funny.
And our stars aligned.
Your stars aligned, absolutely.
And we met. So when the opportunity to write the book came up, it was a no-brainer for me to bring Rebecca on board and have her amazing co-creative force. And
so when you say the opportunity came up, it was someone approached you about doing it or gave you the idea, or is it something?
No. I had had the idea.
You had had the idea before.
I had had the idea. Someone gave me the opportunity to submit a manuscript for the book.
Ah, okay. Yeah. So Rebecca, what did you think when Stephanie approached you about doing this book? I mean, did it thrill you, or did you think she was a little, I don't know about that.
Well, the best people are a little,
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, as Stephanie mentioned before, the beginnings of astrology are completely tied into the beginnings of medicine. So this is nothing new. When I first began studying astrology and I began researching especially more of the older texts, immediately you find that they're talking about the body. When they talk about Leo, they're speaking of the heart and the planet Mars, the blood. So you just see this was really learning to be a physician during all of ancient Greece. The Hippocratic School of Medicine was based in astrology throughout the Middle Ages and the Renaissance. Astrology was completely part of the medical practice. So, so it made complete sense. And I was thrilled. I was just absolutely thrilled. And I've always wanted to do something like this because I've studied as well medical astrology extensively. And it's been a focus of mine.
Wonderful.
I think that's where we connected on the panel.
Yeah,
too.
No, that's great. That's great. And, you know, someone even pointed out to me a few years ago that, you know, we have a tendency to think the planets, maybe they affect us, but why would they affect our health? And we forget, like, the moon and the sun affect the tides of the oceans. We're made up of, 70% water? Mm-hmm. If it affects the oceans, why wouldn't the moon and the sun affect our body? Right. And even in ancient Greece, they used to use astrology for planting of the fields. Right. Which makes sense because you want to plant the seeds when it's a new moon or a full moon. So that afterwards the tides are more easy for the plants to draw up water. Right.
Exactly.
Yeah. So it would make sense. So, OK, great. So how did you begin when you decided to collaborate and do this? How did you start? How did you come up with sort of your initial framework for the book?
Well, we had the framework.
Oh, you did? OK.
But what we did was we had these amazing creative sessions all throughout cafes in New York City where we would meet for each chapter and really just riff because we see things the same way. My lens is the body. Rebecca's lens is the stars. And we'd understand the point of connection and then develop from there the theme of each chapter so that it's really, as you said before, practical application is so important. It's really user friendly.
Right. Were there any surprises along the way as you were working on this book together? Rebecca, was something revealed in your research that was like, oh, really? Wow. I didn't realize that. I mean, were there some really big aha moments?
Huge.
Okay, cool.
Actually, just because I think as you're writing something, you're also really processing it on a deep internal level.
Right.
So as we would write each chapter, I think Stephanie felt this too. We would actually be working on ourselves in that part of the body. So for example, we were writing Aries. It was like, I was actually getting all of this tooth surgery done and all of these head issues and sinus things were coming up and, you know, questions about being headstrong and in life. So it's like the book, it was actually quite therapeutic unexpectedly. As you really delve into something. And then certain chapters were easier than others. And I think we both realized that, you know, certain signs like Aries and Taurus, where neither Stephanie nor I have any planets, were a bit harder for us to write because we didn't have as many personal points of reference.
Right.
What helped a lot was doing these case studies, which I did from client-based that I've been gathering for 10 years, though the case studies did not get included in the book, but that they helped us a lot to really ground the material.
So how about for you, Stephanie? What surprises came up for you in the process of writing the book?
Ditto, Rebecca, on the living through each chapter.
Really?
And then in terms of writing it, you know, for example, with Aries or Taurus, just butting heads with a lack of personal planetary experience in it, but also really understanding astrology more so and the history of astrology and reading up on the history of science and learning that whether or not you believe in astrology, it is the history of medicine and science has formed such a foundation and just the complexity of the field, which I think is really misunderstood today because it's become more of, at the mass level, a pop cultural horoscope manufacturing machine. And that's what people are understanding it as. But really, when you get into the field and medical astrology, which I'm not a medical astrologer and I have respect for medical astrologers, you're talking about an art and science that is as textured as traditional Chinese medicine and Ayurveda.
Right. Yeah. I learned actually from one of our former hosts on the network, Montgomery Taylor, on his show, how really intricate astrology is, because you're talking not just about you know, a planet, which in itself is an archetype, which has 500 characteristics around it, but where in the sky it is, which constellation it is. And a constellation is an archetype, and that has another 500 characteristics to it. And what's in opposition or in alignment, and how things are squared or come together. Like, it's such a complex system. It blows my mind that it's over 5,000 years old, and it's as complex as practically anything we come up with today, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Rebecca.
I mean, if you think about it, for thousands of years before there was television and all of these wonderful distractions, most of what people did was observe. Right. And they spent thousands of years observing the patterns and marking them down.
Okay, so let's we don't have too much time before break, but let's you can use me as a guinea pig. If I were to like come to your office and you looked at my chart, you found out I'm 1 degree into Pisces, I'm right on the cusp between Aquarius and Pisces. You know, what would you start to say to me? You know, to start off.
If we're going to talk about health and astrology, I would look at the whole chart.
Okay.
I would look at your sun primarily with health. I would also look at your rising sign and where a lot of your planets are in Aquarius too.
Yes.
So Pisces sun, Leo rising, and I believe you have a whole what's called a stellium of planets in Aquarius too.
Yes. Yeah, that's they're kind of clustered together. Yeah.
Yes. So we would talk about the elements of Pisces and how that relates to the body, how you are very much here to transcend something that is spiritual, unmanifest, and ground it here in the collective and bring it to accessibility on Earth. So it really has to do with the spirit and grounding connection.
Yeah, and that's definitely me.
We tend to have issues around the feet when that connection is out of balance. So there can be any, because of course, this is where our spirit being reaches the ground.
Yes.
And then, of course, we might look at Leo as well, which is the heart center and shining the light of the heart. Perhaps Aquarius too. But I'd start off with Pisces for sure, because it's what you came here to do, your archetype.
Right.
It's your sun.
Right. And Stephanie, what would you say?
In that regard, I'd say it's pretty darn cool you have so much Aquarius and Pisces, because the ankles are the joints that move the feet.
Yes.
Right? So the feet are literally the only two points of our bipedal body that interface with the earth, with our ground. And this question of how do you ground your essence, your greater energies, your intangible thoughts and emotions and spirit onto this earth. And the ankles are the very, very individual way in which you do it. So if you think about walking up rocky terrain and how nuanced the movement is, that incorporates the ankle and the foot. The foot is very similar in architecture to the hand, very intricate. It allows for a great range of movements, which when we stick our feet into these socks and shoes and on the cement, we forget that we have that capacity.
Right. So I guess it makes sense that I love to go hiking, and I'm actually going hiking this weekend.
Yes, absolutely. And if you can hike barefoot, even better.
Oh,
At least stand barefoot for a few minutes.
Yeah. Well, it's a hike swim, so I'm definitely taking my shoes off to get into the lake. So yeah, we'll have some fun there.
Pisces hike.
A Pisces hike, yes. Cool. All right. You know what? We're going to go out to break. When we come back, let's just talk a little bit of you know, the fact of how you structured the book, like each sign and what it represents in the body, and just kind of what you're hoping people to get out of the book, okay? So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. My guests this hour are Dr. Stephanie Marengo and Rebecca Gordon, authors of the book Your Body and the Stars, and we will be right back.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Hi, this is Rob Kay.
And I'm Callie Alpert.
Are you looking for a show where people talk about real stuff like life, love, the pursuit of being yourself?
Well, then you have come to the right place, because the Rob and Callie Show is doing just that. For the last 10 years, Rob and I have been having our own version of Sunday morning therapy sessions on the phone, and now we're bringing it to the radio.
So tune in and call in live Wednesdays 8 to 8:30 on talkradio.nyc.
And that's Eastern Standard Time, so join us.
Talk
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. And just a quick reminder to all our listeners, if you want to see the video of our two lovely ladies in studio, Stephanie and Rebecca, you can go to the Talking Alternative fan page on Facebook, facebook.com/talkingalternative. So, Rebecca, you mentioned something during the break that our audience did get a chance to hear about, you know, what is our greatest weakness is also our greatest
strength.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So why don't you explain that a little bit for the audience?
So whatever sign you are of the zodiac, let's say you might be an Aries or a Taurus or Leo or a Pisces, that sign rules a specific part of your body. So that part of your body is as susceptible as it is strong. It's simply the most pronounced. So right. For example, if you're an Aries, you might have a beautiful skull shape, like a really profound shape of your head. Right. Though also you might be at the same time more prone to getting scars on the face or sinus or migraines too.
Okay. And just to, you know, my audience is pretty educated in these fields. You know, we're talking about the sun sign. You know, when someone says they're an Aquarius or Pisces or whatever, that's your sun sign. I mean, there are rising signs. There are all kinds of signs, right? We have literally all the planets are in our natal chart somewhere.
I'm so glad you mentioned that. Exactly. I did want to make that point clear that everybody has all of the signs within them. So even though you might be a Sagittarius, you have Virgo somewhere in your chart.
Right.
And it's functioning in a certain way. So, I mean, very much we wrote the book to help you to balance each sign within yourself, to bring your whole being into more balance.
Right. So Stephanie, if I'm I'm on the cusp, Aquarius, Pisces, mostly a Pisces, but there's something in all the different chapters of the book that I can benefit from, right? Because
absolutely.
I do have them all somewhere in my chart.
Yes, and just like you have every body region in your body.
Yes.
Right? So when we wrote this book, we did it I should say first, just to reiterate, the entire zodiac, all 12 signs, lives within us. So we don't want the listeners to just reference their sun signs.
Right.
So we wrote it so they could reference any sign that they might want to invoke, but they could also learn more about the energy, the story of the sign through their body. So, for example, you can equally go in and say, oh, you know, I'm feeling ankle pain or I'm feeling foot pain. I'm, you know, what is my body trying to tell me? Beyond just the physical, and then read that chapter. And we've included exercises, activities, mantras, meditations, ways to really ground the information so it doesn't just stay, you know, as theory, as concept.
Right. So it's just not just an intellectual
exercise,
but it's something that people can use. So it's almost
it's a wellness tool.
It's like a workbook in a way, right?
Exactly.
Absolutely. It's a wellness guide. We want to remind everyone that they are experts of themselves, and there are amazing wellness tools that we are surrounded by in our society: yoga, acupuncture. You know, the list goes on and on.
Right.
And we are bringing back another form, astrology. But we really like it because it's very comprehensive. It touches upon body, emotion, mind, and spirit.
So is this just for, I guess we'd say, the end user? Is this just for individuals, or is this something that practitioners can use? As you mentioned, like if I was an acupuncturist, is there something in here for me to use to help my clients?
Absolutely. Quite honestly, I've been hearing about a lot of other astrologers using the book because now they have a tool with which to ground what is otherwise, you know, an intellectual exercise for their clients. But yeah, this is the story. Anyone can use this.
Right. Yeah. And Rebecca, I mean, medical astrology is sort of a very specific subset of astrology, isn't it? I mean, it's something that you really have to specialize in to get a real good understanding of, that probably just the average astrologer who's more general won't necessarily have the depth for.
Exactly. I mean, that was also so much of the impetus to write this book, because so many of these medical astrology books, they're wonderful, but they're also written for astrologers.
Right.
And they're really not much that
the average person can relate and find as a healing guide. So mm-hmm. I've always wanted personally to connect medical astrology and make it absolutely tangible. And so, I mean, I couldn't believe Stephanie also wanted to do this too. So for sure, I mean, medical astrology is a vast field, and you can really, every part of your chart is a specific part of your body.
Yeah, yeah.
The chart is as much a map of a psyche, the emotions, and body.
Right. So how is this book designed? Is this for someone to take and use like as a reference book, and they just pick up and go to whatever chapter they're interested in? Or is it really something that you should go through like chapter 1, 2, 3, 4, very chronological?
There's a few different ways you can go through it. Well, first of all, I recommend that all the listeners do look at your sun sign, because your sun sign is important. It's your core archetype. Right. It's what you came here to do on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
But physically, you might also feel very affected by your rising sign, if you happen to know your rising sign, because that's sort of like the vehicle that your sun sign is in.
Mm-hmm.
That's your operating system, basically, in life.
Right.
I mean, and if there's any more astrologically savvy people listening, I always like to look at your Mars sign. Look at your Saturn sign, too, for karmic kind of stuff.
What was that, Stephanie?
I was echoing the Saturn.
Ah,
a lot of holding in those regions.
Stagnation
sometimes. But also, you know, I personally like to look at the book like this, like to wake up in the morning and use it as a divination tool. So I prefer to say, okay, what do I need to learn about today? And then I open to a page here, and it is about chest of the crab.
Cancer.
So the lessons of the sign of Cancer.
And so that we're in now.
I might do all of those practices today. Oh, yes, which brings up another great way to use the book, which is it's Cancerian month. So perhaps we should all be working on those.
Okay, yeah. So yeah, it could be your sun sign, your rising sign, what month we're in, like what sign we're in now.
Or where you feel pain.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Or use it as a reference. So it's like, so Stephanie, if
which is
like,
actually the way I would use it. And
oh,
how
okay.
I would
so I have a problem with my knee. Look
it.
At where knees are in this.
Yeah. Okay. Exactly. Again, it's about balancing the energies. We all have so many different parts of us, and they need to live in our own unique balance of strength and susceptibility. I mean, think about a runner with really tight hamstrings, right?
Mm-hmm.
He needs those strong hamstrings in order to run, but at the same time, those hamstrings have to have a flexibility to them.
Right.
If they're too tight, they're going to snap.
Right.
But conversely, if they're too weak or they're too stretched, they're not going to be able to appropriately support his posture and alignment during the run.
Right.
So where is that balance? So anything... For me, the body calls our attention by being out of balance, that there's some lesson, there's some greater connection
to the pain. Right. The body's trying to teach us something.
Yeah. You know, at the basic level, it's like stress. If you ask someone where stress, they have stress in their body. Within 1 second flat, they'll point neck, back, digestive system, head.
Right.
And if you ask them what that stress is, they're not going to say, oh, it's my actin and myosin protein filaments that are contracted, which is what's occurring at the physical level.
Right,
they're probably going to say something like, I'm worried about my finances, or I just had a tiff with my partner, something that's unresolved mentally or emotionally.
Right, yeah, someone's being a real pain in my neck, so I got a pain in the neck, right?
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
I mean, the last place where everything lands is the body. You know, it's like once we couldn't deal with it on the spiritual, emotional, psychological plane, now we've got this horrible stiff neck to deal with.
Right, and then
we really have to focus on our issue.
Okay. Yeah. So Stephanie, let's take the throat as an example. Let's just say I have a sore throat.
Mm-hmm.
Where do I go look in the book, and what is it
going to
tell me?
So you're going to go to the chapter on Taurus.
Taurus, okay.
The neck of the bull.
Ah.
Yeah. And, you know, we have someone behind us waving who I think is a Taurus and resonates with
this.
When you visualize a bull, you visualize a creature with a very, very large neck.
Yeah.
And the neck supports the head. And the neck and the head of the bull are typically toward the ground,
mm-hmm.
right? Plodding along.
Right,
And it's an earth sign, and it's meant to be grounded. But again, the question is balance. So are you balancing this very grounded material aspect and inclination of the bull with allowing the neck to raise up and look toward the heavens, to look toward the sensual, to look toward the aesthetic? So it's not just about the things, but also your enjoyment of them and your expression of that.
Right,
so are you expressing, and the neck, of course, is what contains the vocal cords and folds that allow us to vocally and verbally express. Are you expressing these greater aspects of yourself and sentience in life, or are you really just expressing what I got to do today and my list of to-dos and all of these chores?
Interesting. Yeah, my wife is a Taurus. And she sometimes has neck pain. She has a pretty big head. I mean, her skull just physically is big and hard. And she sometimes gets neck pain from that. And she also has used to have something. She's much, much better. Used to have thyroid issues, which is so interesting because that's in the neck.
Yep.
And she's very grounded, very practical. She knows her. And so it's interesting as she's starting to lighten up, as she's starting to... I don't want to say not be practical, but as she's beginning to have more of an appreciation for the emotional, spiritual side of life, those issues kind of aren't there as much anymore.
Yeah, you know, pairing the stretch and the flexibility with the strength and the holding and tightness, she could do head and neck circles to help release. I've had a lot of success with patients. If you do the exercises and activities we recommend regularly and you do them properly and you do them with the intent, so it's not just the what, it's also the how, bringing in the intent to open up into your neck, into the energy that it represents, you should have very positive results.
Wonderful, wonderful. So it sounds like some of your yoga background helps in what's in here as well.
Yes, that went into many of the poses that we recommend. You know, it's not one thing or the other. I saw all of the energy and Einstein quotes on your site.
Yes.
Right? Where do we stop really and everybody else begin?
Right, right. Yeah, we're where life split up into 7.5 billion pieces, and you know, we're all learning to come back together. So, Rebecca, what's your hope for people? You know, someone picks up the book and starts using it. What's your hope? What do you hope people get out of this book?
Great question. So, at the very least, I hope that the person who knows, let's say, has a little bit of a knowledge of astrology in the body or how they would connect, realizing that we are so inextricably connected to everything in the universe, and realizing that everything counts, that everything, that our fingers are magic, our hands are not just hands that move and do things, but there's an emotional, psychological, spiritual energy behind our body and our form. And really just helping people to see the spirit that runs through this matter. Hopefully it will inspire people to lead a more conscious life and to be more healthy and just aware of the daily things we do, such as just even being on the computer during the day. And how does the position of our neck influence our thoughts and emotions? I mean, there's studies done that when your back is curved like this, for example, it's very hard to have a positive thought. And when you, you know, straighten up, it immediately shifts your thought processes and your emotional state. And so on a very practical level, I hope that the book can really help people align astrology, medicine. We're really just bringing back something that's been going on for thousands of years and making it applicable.
Right. How about you, Stephanie? What do you hope people get from the book?
I hope that people get inspiration and imagination and a bit more of what if in their daily lives. I want them, in connecting to their body in very practical ways, open to the idea of connecting to thoughts, emotions, spirits, and part of them that are greater than just themselves currently. In order to live that greater part of themselves, because I think a lot of us right now are living like brains in jars, right? We're really harnessing our mental and physical fields, and we're kind of leaving out the emotions, the spirit, however you define it. And so I want people just to remember who they are and have tools with which to live it.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the, some of the work that I do, and over the last couple of years I've been doing a lot of shamanistic work, and I'm you know, working on being a facilitator. And we like to say that in the West, we're so up in our minds all the time that 90% of our work is to bring people back to their hearts. And that when we come back to our hearts, it's more inclusive, it's more open, it's helps to bring us together.
And there's some very interesting research you might be familiar with, both of you, from the Institute for Heart Math.
Heart Math, yes.
Right? That's showing that the heart may be as big, if not a bigger regulator than the brain in terms of the yes. body's functions.
Absolutely. And there is almost as many neurons in the heart as there are in the brain, and mm-hmm. it creates an electromagnetic field that's twice yep. the size of the
oh,
brain.
Oh, yeah. That can be felt several feet off of our right. body, again, begging exactly. the question, where do we stop? Where do you begin? Right. I feel my energy touching your energy right now.
It's
and
like
the two
a Pisces
of us
thing.
Are meshed. Yeah.
yeah.
Oh. And beautiful. As well the gut-brain psychology, too.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
The stomach is the brain as well. It's all yeah. it's all conscious.
Virgo.
All right, we're going to take our, believe it or not, last break of the hour. See how fast things go by? So everybody, please stay tuned. When we come back, we'll talk about what's in store for the future for our guests, Stephanie and Rebecca, and a little bit more. And ooh, we even have some Facebook comments. So everyone, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, and we will be right back.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you into comics, movies, and pop culture at large? What about music and TV? Then you're in for a treat. This is Michael Dolce, your host on TalkingAlternative.com. I've been professionally writing comic books, screenplays, and music articles for almost 15 years. Catch my show, Secrets of the Sire, at its new primetime slot, Wednesdays, 8:30 p.m. Eastern, and get the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about. For more info, go to SecretsOfTheSire.com.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. So before the break, our Facebook live stream listener, Camille, very loyal, faithful listener. Thank you, Camille. Asked about Gemini. So as a Gemini, what should she be aware of?
Well, should we talk about the astrology and the body of it?
Yeah.
Let's go
yeah,
into
yeah.
both. Let's break it down. So right. first of all, the traits of Gemini, which you might already know, is mostly about communication, our ability to get our message out.
Right.
And we actually have a phrase in the book for each sign. So this is really about sharing the messages of the illumined mind. So making sure these messages are useful, that they are truth, and that they're helpful, really.
And that they're helpful,
so,
okay.
And what rules messaging in the body and the way we communicate is the arms and hands. The way we speak very much has to do with the quality of the way that your arms and hands are existing.
Is this why Italians are such good talkers? Right?
Absolutely. So when I see my clients that are really having communication issues, often sometimes, or let's say they're not speaking their truth at a moment,
right.
So often something happens like an injury. I've seen this so many times where it's like, oh, I broke my arm, or I smashed my finger in the door. Something is going on, or an arthritis where they're actually not able to use. And then,
gotcha.
Of course, that is a divine accident often
right.
to help
right.
them.
To help to reveal something.
Absolutely.
Right. And Stephanie, what would you say to a Gemini?
So what I love about the arms is they don't start here at the shoulder. They actually start at the back of the heart center with our shoulder blades, which are technically called scapulae.
Right?
So Rebecca was mentioning coming from your highest truth, coming from the illumined mind. Many people, whether they're Geminis or expressing that Gemini energy, it might kind of be a hasty lower mental message that they're expressing when they need to elevate it and come from the heart. So then at the physical level, how are you using your arms and hands? Are you using it so that you're taking so much strain because you're communicating more superficially, and so physically you're incurring that more superficial strain because the shoulder is actually a very, very, very weak joint?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you harnessing it from the back and from the scapulothoracic pseudo joint and coming from a place of highest truth, which is going to be a place of great stability for you because ultimately we're here to anchor our truth. Yeah.
Well, I know Camille, and I know she's definitely somebody like us and well-connected upstairs, as they say, and often speaks of the higher truth.
And all of this is relative to us, right? None of this, each of us, none of this is in absolute terms.
Right.
So for someone who is heart-centered, and I think we both are very fortunate to be able to see a lot of very heart-centered individuals, it's always, wow. So if you're accessing this much of your capacity already, and you're getting a message that you need to access more, that means there's even more for you to expand into. And how awesome is that?
Yeah, cool, cool. So Rebecca, when did the book come out?
Just May of this year.
Oh, just May. Yeah. So just it's like a month or 2 months, right?
Yeah. Yes.
So what has been some of the initial reaction? What kind of response have you gotten from people so far?
Sure, I'll tell you that. But I just want to make a quick comment what Stephanie just said, which was really profound, actually. What she just did was connect three signs together, which was showing us how Leo, the back, is connected to Gemini and Taurus. So there is, there's no brick walls in the sky. And that's part of the beauty and the way that I see how Stephanie's mind works well and how we work together is each sign goes into another. And there's relationships between two signs. So, for example, Gemini, your listener, might be working on a Leo Gemini question right now is how to connect the heart. It could be a Pisces Gemini question.
Right,
so there's connections between two that we often focus on.
Gotcha.
And there's
also always movement in the sky, so things shift and change.
Absolutely. Right. Yes. And
I love what you say about there are no walls.
There's no brick walls in the sky. We have
that's
to see.
Great. That's a great
I mean, there's no brick walls in our body connecting these that are, you know, and that's how the modern science has gone in the separatist model.
Yeah.
So that's, I mean, this is the holistic body view of seeing how the hip Sagittarius connect to the knees of Capricorn and so on. Exactly.
Right. Beautiful. Yeah. And the body is just a microcosm of the macrocosm, right?
Yes.
It's all within us.
As above, so below. As within, so without.
Yes.
As the universe says. So,
yes, absolutely. Ooh, Camille says, great info. Thank you. All right. Great. Wonderful. So back to the book.
Yeah.
What kind of reactions have you gotten from people?
Well, first of all, a lot of practitioners that I know in the holistic community, whether they're yoga teachers, acupuncturists, so many of these people have said they're using it in their practice all the time, which has blown me away. And those are most of the emails I've gotten from people that are people are just finding it very actionable and like, wow, I applied this and it worked. And with four planets in Virgo, for me, utilitarian is most important. Can you use it now? And if not, what's the point if it's not going to be able to? So that's been amazing to see that people are actually seeing results. I mean, that was sort of the goal. So I'm happy and pleased that people are finding results also with their patients.
Cool. How about you, Stephanie?
Coming from the academic world, in addition to this response, similarly from other practitioners, I'm getting a lot of minds opening, right?
Oh.
Well, that's interesting. Wow, this does apply to me, you know, and just, again, helping people open their box a little bit further.
Right. Cool.
I just got an email from an Aquarian yesterday. Actually was talking about her ankles, and he was saying, who started, then repeating our phrase of Aquarian. But yes, that is me. And, you know, it's sort of an acknowledgement of I am that. And it sort of reinstates the I am quality so
much.
Yeah. And I think it also people, you know, there are so many studies and I think scientific studies are a very good thing, but they're not the only way of understanding and experiencing the world. I mean, you know how you feel after 8 hours of sleep, whether or not a study tells you you need 8 hours of sleep. So this experience, I think, of reading the book and understanding it at a visceral level helps give people permission to acknowledge their own feelings. Oh, yeah, you know, and I was just talking to someone who has ups and downs, and she was like, is that normal for other people to have ups and downs? And she was actually describing a Scorpio energy, and I was like, yes, it lives within all of us. Different people are going to experience
different
levels, different ways, different times. But
The thing about scientific studies that they're finding more and more is that because physics talks about the observer effect, right? We used to think, oh, well, you know, I can be separate from the experiment or the study that I'm doing. The truth is we're not. We're so interconnected. You can't really think of a scientific study as something that happens in such an isolated lab because we just were too interconnected for that to happen.
I agree. You know, it always, I find it funny that, you know, Schrodinger with Schrodinger's cat, with yes. the cat being alive and dead at the same time, he actually illustrated that experience in order to prove how ridiculous it would be at the gross level, that in yeah. no way could a cat be alive or dead. But I think what quantum physics is now finding, yes. you know, is the reverse of that, is what intuitively right. we're sensing from the experience, which is maybe the cat is alive and dead at the same time, and it's our perception of
it's alive and dead, it's dying, it's being born, it's
yeah,
there's
as
a million
they're finding different dimensions
time,
and
right.
you know, quantum right. understandings of time and lack thereof, et cetera, et cetera. Right. Yeah.
So tell me, Rebecca, what does the future hold? I mean, for your body and your stars, I mean, this is such a rich body of work. Is there more in the offering? I mean, I know yes. it just came out a couple of sure. months ago, but well, I am always interested in where people are going.
Absolutely. I mean, just from the emails we're getting back, you know, we're constantly in conversation with our readers, and mm-hmm. I know Stephanie and I are always responding to them. They ask questions, and we love to keep the conversation open. So we do plan to, we're hosting a few events. Okay. One, if oh, you great. Happen to live in New York City or in the New York City area, you can see us at the Alchemist Kitchen this month.
Oh, you're going to the Alchemist
yes,
Kitchen.
We'll
wonderful.
We'll be doing a 2.5-hour experiential workshop and book talk on the body and astrology. So you don't have to know anything about astrology or the body to attend. Mm-hmm. If you go onto my website,
which
you can
is?
Find out mypathastrology.com,
wonderful.
And that's mypathastrology.com.
Wonderful.
You will see the event there. So
cool.
that is soonest in the pipeline on July 30th. Would love you to attend. And then we'll be hosting retreats down the road. We're going to build up a new website for the book, actually, soon,
okay.
too.
Cool.
And we'll have case studies listed as well and things like that. So I think that sums it up for right
all
now.
All right, cool.
We're also open to traveling if you'd like us to come to your city and do a book talk. We love
wonderful.
To get on the road and speak to people.
So how about you, Stephanie? Rebecca gave out if people want to learn kind of more about your work and learn more about you, how do they find you?
Absolutely. There's also a monthly Body of the Stars class that I teach at Exhale, and they can find okay. at embodiment.com, which is my website, mm-hmm. which if you sign up for the newsletter, and I only bring this up because it gives you a free recording of the Global Breath video, which is very, very cancer, very cancer energy. Cancer rules the chest, and there's nothing more nourishing to all of us with chests than a good breath.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
to take advantage of so this the, offering of the breath during
the website one more time.
Embodiment.com, embodiment.com.
Wonderful. Well, Stephanie, Rebecca, it's been such a pleasure having the two of you on the show and in studio. You know, half the time my guests are, you know, at a distance and calling in on the phone, and then the video's on me all the time. And, you know, I'd rather have the video on two beautiful women than on myself. So wonderful. And one more time, you're at the Alchemist Kitchen on
July 30th,
which
and
is
also
yes.
This yeah, it's a middle of the day workshop it's a Saturday afternoon.
Saturday.
So it's a
okay.
great time. And also, if you want to keep up on astrology updates, I'm all over social media, you know,
wonderful.
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, My Path Astrology on everything.
Right.
So check
wonderful.
It out.
Yeah. Send me the link on social media
sure.
so we can share it on social media. Beautiful. Well, thank you, ladies. Thank you so much for coming in studio today.
Thank
it's
you,
been
Sam.
A pleasure having you. And to all my listeners, oops, let's just flip this around. Thank you for everybody who stayed in on the Facebook live stream. It was a pleasure having you. Thank you, Camille. We will be back next week with more wonderful guests. For just a quick note, Frank About Health is on a little bit of hiatus, so he's not going to be on immediately following us, but may come back in a couple of weeks. So everybody, thank you for listening, and we will talk to you next week.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you concerned about epilepsy, autism, or diabetes?
Are you interested in alternative treatments, the impact of health, or new therapies? Then tune into my show, Frank About Health. I'm Frank Harrison, the host. Tune in on Thursdays at 1 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc, where you learn more about these illnesses, treatments, the social impacts, and create a dialogue with each other. That's Frank About Health, Thursdays, 1 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
Are you into comics, movies, and pop culture at large? What about music and TV? Then you're in for a treat. This is Michael Dolce, your host on TalkingAlternative.com. I've been professionally writing comic books, screenplays, and music articles for almost 15 years. Catch my show, Secrets of the Sire, at its new primetime slot, Wednesdays, 8:30 p.m. Eastern, and get the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about. For more info, go to secretsofthesire.com.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Hello, I'm JC.
I'm Joan.
And welcome to 21st Century Entrepreneur. We bring education,
insight,
knowledge,
awareness,
trouble,
craziness, and fun
for you, the entrepreneur who's looking to build your business
and your community. Listen every Friday from noon to 1 Eastern on talkradio.nyc. And you can tweet us at 21st CE Radio or Talk Alternative.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Grand Canyon University makes earning your degree possible with over 130 academic programs for traditional campus students, with more than 80 bachelor's programs offered online. GCU provides you with the personal support you need, from complimentary unofficial transcript evaluations within 24 business hours to scholarships, academic support, and your GCU graduation team led by your own university counselor. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.